doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Holiday weekend, you probably did some stuff. You stepped out of your comfort zone. You wanted to be extra nice to people, and they didn't even acknowledge it. No high fives, no thank yous. But you know what? You get your credit due right here. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, did you do anything over the weekend that you didn't get any credit for?
And I lent my car to not one, but two people over the weekend here. You know, people are coming and going. They've got places they've got to be. And when you need a vehicle right at that moment, you need it. And I say, you know what? Why not? Here you go. Take the keys. One of them filled my gas tank, which was surprising and very nice. But the other one tagged a cement block that was holding down a tent and didn't say a word.
Wait, they hit something with your car?
That's right, and I just took it on the chin.
Oh, let's give you some credit.
Thank you. But I see your true colors shining through. I could have went nuclear. I could have went insane. But I had to take into account somebody's age and the fact that they were helping me find a parking space also in a tight spot situation. But man, my car has been hit on every corner and I haven't done a single one of them.
Good for you for lending somebody your car.
It's discouraging.
Sherry, what did you do that you didn't get any credit for?
Well, for Thanksgiving, I had to work. And while I was at work, I wrote my family members little things I was thankful for. When I got home, I gave everybody, I read everybody their note. There's really no enthusiasm.
Oh,
like, they didn't seem too happy about it. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, did they save you a plate? I mean, you got home at that point. Was the meal already over?
Oh, God, yeah. I had to eat by myself as well. Everybody was on the couch when I got home.
So you come in and then you read each one of the notes to each of them and none of them react and they're all together as a group?
Yeah, we're all in the living room, like, with the TV on. And I said I wrote something for everybody. My son's girlfriend was happy. She cried a little. So, you know, there's that. And the dogs were happy. But, yeah, the boys were just like, yeah, nah.
Everybody was in a food coma. They were half asleep. And it didn't register. Let's give her
maybe
some credit.
It'll register in a couple days. You are beautiful.
I want to imagine the girlfriend crying. Is she crying because it's so moving, or is she crying because she's like, oh my God, none of these people around me have a heart?
No.
And here is this mother pouring herself out in front of everybody right now.
Poor Sherry just standing there reading the note.
Right?
And then she looks over and they're like, can you get out of the way? You're blocking the TV.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is a great football game right now.
It's terrible. All right. David, how about you? What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I scored the game-winning touchdown in our Thanksgiving Bowl. I scored the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah.
But everyone seemed to think that I was out of bounds when I was not.
Oh.
I was not. I was in bounds.
Yeah.
I had 2 feet in. I have like one or two teammates who agree with me. Unfortunately, I'm not getting full credit. So it's like I'm not fully being able to like enjoy the win.
Well, it's your family, so they're never going to give you full credit. I mean, that's the thing is, they're going to hold something over your head no matter what the rest of your life, unless you're the baby of the family. That's it. You're always going to be suspect. I mean, this will be the thing of football folklore, though, over the next 10 to 15, 20 years.
Here's the problem, though. We weren't there, so we don't know if you were inbounds or out.
Right, he was probably out.
Yeah, but we're going to give you the credit due. Here you go. We are the
champions, my friend. I bet he did a big touchdown dance, Anna.
Right. I mean, questionably, we don't know whether or not he was a champion or not. But you know what? We're still going to give him the credit due.
Probably had a foot out, at least.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What did you do over the holiday weekend that nobody gave you credit for?
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Holiday weekend, you probably went above and beyond for plenty of people. Here's the question. Did you get any credit for it? What did you do this past weekend that nobody gave you credit for? You're going to get it right now. 1-800-330-9999. Diana.
I managed to convince my 83-year-old father to get on an airplane. He hasn't gotten on an airplane in 40 years because he's deathly afraid of flying. He had like 2 near-death experiences, and I convinced him to get on a plane and spend Thanksgiving with us, and nobody thanked me. And, like, he got here. And, I mean, the gift, of course, is my dad being here for Thanksgiving. But, like, I spent hours convincing this man to face his fear. And nobody acknowledged it.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
She said, "Dad, I know you're deathly afraid of flying and you're 83 years old, but you know what? Just get on the plane anyway. Everybody wants to see you."
Excuse me. Two near-death experiences. If I had two experiences on a plane where I literally came close to death, there's nothing you could say that'll get me on a plane again. Unless I'm a pilot, right? Unless these situations happen in, like, WW2 or the Korean War. Nothing you say would change my mind. So I'm guessing, like, he had a near-death accident on the way to the airport or something, but it didn't have to do with planes.
Well, here's the good news, Diana. There's your credit. You got your credit due today.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Wanda, what did you do this weekend that nobody gave you credit for?
Oh, guys, I went to a party that usually I don't do. My best friend, she invited me, and I love to dance, but I'm so shy. Went to this party, started dancing. Next thing I know, I was in a dance-off, and guess who won? I did. Mm. Was my best friend happy for me? No. She was like, "Oh, next time that we have this party, you're not going."
Why?
Can you believe that? You would think she'd be happy for me.
Wait a minute.
It was the best.
She wasn't proud of your sick moves?
She said I embarrassed her, and I mean, she knows that I'm a better dancer than she is, so I won.
Wait a minute. Did you dance so good that you won, or you danced so bad that you didn't realize that you lost? Either way, you know what? We're going to give you credit, too. We're going to give you the credit you deserve.
She got out on that dance floor. She was a little hesitant at first, but then she's like, "Oh, wait a minute. Is this the kid in play? Oh, I remember how to do this, the running man. Look at me do the Roger Rabbit. Out of here, everybody."
You get that magic juice in you. It's over then.
Yeah.
Very popular at the house party. That's my favorite part is you never know what you're drinking.
Especially because it comes in a red Solo cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Paul, how about you? What did you do this weekend that nobody gave you credit for?
I went out to dinner with my wife's family, and her brother was supposed to make reservations. Didn't make reservations. It was a 2-hour wait. I got us in within 5 minutes. We all sat down at the table. Not a single person thanked me.
Well, how did you do it?
What?
I'm charming. I don't know. I walked up. I smiled. I talked to the hostess. Cracked a grin. Cracked a joke. I didn't even have to give them $20. We just sat straight down.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way.
I still don't know how he did it. I think it was, were you flirting? Were you overly flirting?
I'm charming. It works out. It happens a lot. It's like they're used to it. When they didn't have a reservation, they're all like, "Oh, go get us. Go take care of us." 5 minutes, we were sitting down.
Well, I get the first 2-3 runs at the bread basket, if that's the case. And I can tell by the tone of your voice, sir, you were flirting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dirty, dirty Thanksgiving flirt. Get out of here.
No thanks. Nobody bought me a drink. And when it came time for the check, ended up on my end of the table.
Oh, alligator arms. Mm-hmm. Oh, my favorite.
Brought to you by Downy Unstoppables and Wash Scent Beads. Throw Unstoppables into your wash to protect against odors and keep your clothes smelling fresh all day long. It's like music to your nose, if your nose could hear. Downy Unstoppables. Try for under $5.